Hi, I'm your host Jane Call and welcome to the Prince 2 Study Sessions. This is episode 4 and today we will be covering another one of the Prince 2 themes, the plans theme. Our key objectives then are to explain the purpose of the plans theme, to discuss the different types of plans on a Prince 2 project. We will also discuss the difference between the delivery and management stages, explain product-based planning, and finally, we will review the minimum requirements for this theme. Let's begin with the purpose of the plans theme. The purpose of the plans theme is to facilitate communication and control by defining the means of delivering the products. This is basically the where, how, by whom, and estimating the when and how much. Prince 2 defines plans as detailed proposals for doing or achieving something, which specifies the what, when, how, and by whom it will be achieved. This theme is directly related to the manage by stages principle. It is really important plans are written within enough detail to enable the project manager to determine whether the project remains on track, whether goals have been achieved, and whether they are still going to be achievable. Although the use of management stages in Prince 2 is mandatory, the number of management stages can be flexible and it will depend on the scale, duration and risk of the project. A simple project may only need 2 stages, whereas a more complex project may require a lot more. Prince 2 does not define how long a managed stage should be either. However, management stages should be shorter when there is a great risk or uncertainty with the project. Another way to look at how long a management stage should be is to consider the key decision points needed for the project and how confident the project board and the project manager are in proceeding. Although there are many different formats out there that can be used for plans, such as charts, documents, project management planning tools, Excel and PowerPoint, Prince 2 does not prescribe a format for the plan. Let's move on now to the different types of plans on a Prince 2 project. Prince 2 recommends 3 levels of plans, which will match the 3 levels of management within the project management team. If you remember back to episode 3, within the organization theme, we discussed how there's a really easy way to remember the 3 levels by visualizing it as a pyramid. You have your directing level, which is the top of the pyramid, which represents the board. Then in the middle of the pyramid, you have the managing level, which represents the project manager. And finally, bottom of the pyramid is the delivering step, which represents the team managers. Therefore, when it comes to plans in a Prince 2 project, you will see that the various management levels are reflected in the various plans. And each of these planning levels demands different degrees of planning detail. Let's now look at the 3 levels of plans in more detail, and we'll begin with the project plan. The project plan is used by the project board. It will contain project level costs, time, and control points throughout the project. The project board will use the project plan as a baseline against which to measure the progress. As such, the project plan must contain the overall schedule and cost of the project, as well as tolerances set by corporate, program management, or the customer. The project plan also provides a high-level view of the project's management stage. An updated version is created at the end of each managed stage to reflect the actual project's progress. Next level of a plan we'll discuss now is the stage plan. This is used by the project manager for the day-to-day management of the project. A stage plan is created for each management stage, which will include the products, resources, and quality activities required, along with time and cost tolerances for that management stage. The project manager uses the stage plan as a baseline for everyday project management activities. The stage plan is able to provide a lower level of detail than the project plan since its range of forecasts is a lot shorter. The final level of plan then is the team plan. This is used by the team manager and it covers all the work that is to be done by the team. The team plan is optional and it will depend on the size and scale of the project if it is required. A team plan is produced by a team manager to facilitate the execution of one or more work packages. There may be more than one team on a project, and therefore each team manager may have their own team plan. Team managers may create the team plan in parallel with the project manager when the project manager is creating the stage plan for the next management stage. The final type of plan then on a PRINCE2 project is an exceptions plan. This is a plan that often follows an exceptions report. An exceptions report is a document which will outline an issue. It is produced by the project manager when a stage plan or a project plan is forecasted to exceed its agreed tolerance level given by the board. In response to an exceptions report, the project board may request an exceptions plan. If a stage plan is an exception, the exceptions plan will cover the period from the present to the end of the current managed stage. If the exception is at the project level, then the project plan will need to be replaced. It's also important to remember that exception plans are new plans, not updated versions of existing plans, and they can be used to replace stage plans or project plans only. If the project is within an exception situation, only corporate program management or the customer can authorize the use of this plan. This is because it's the very top management level that sets the project level tolerances. Exceptions plans are not produced for team plans. If the team manager realizes there could be a breach of the work package tolerances, then they will need to raise an issue with the project manager. Providing the issue does not impact the stage level tolerances, the project manager will manage this problem by amending the work package or issuing a new work package. We will now move on to discuss the difference between delivery stages and management stages. Management stages. As discussed in episode 1, PRINCE2 breaks the project down into sections called management stages. In other words, difficult tasks are better off broken into manageable chunks, and they call that managed stages. The project board will only authorize one management stage at a time, and the project manager must report back to the project board and seek permission before moving on to the next stage. Delivery stages, on the other hand, or commonly known as technical stages, could be a group of activities being carried out by one or more people with the same type of skills. Technical stages can overlap, and this is often a way to make more effective use of specialist skills and availability. Management stages must not overlap. Often the boundary between the two types of stages may coincide. For instance, where there is a management decision to be based on the outputs from a technical stage. However, on other occasions, the stage boundaries will not meet. For example, there may be more than one technical stage per management stage. We will now move on to discuss product-based planning. PRINCE2 has a unique approach to planning. It starts with identifying the products required, and only then considers the activities, dependencies, and resources required to deliver the products. The PRINCE2 planning method consists of 7 basic steps. Number 1, designing the plan. This is when the project manager will consider which tools to use for such things as estimating, planning, and monitoring. If the project is part of a program, then the program will most likely have a common approach to planning, which could then be adapted at the project level. Second step, defining and analysing products. There are various planning techniques out there. However, PRINCE2 has developed a very distinctive technique called product-based planning, which we will discuss in a moment. Third step then, identify activities and dependencies. This is when you identify what tasks are vital in order to develop the products involved in the plan. Step 4, preparing the estimates. Estimates should be mapped out for the resources, effort, and timeframe needed to complete the work required for the quality standards. Step 5. Preparing the schedule. This will be to determine the optimal sequence of the plan, which will include assigning resources, agreeing control points, and defining milestones. Step 6. Analysing risks. Risks may be identified at any point when creating the plan, and they should be assessed and entered into the risk register. And finally, step 7, documenting the plan. This is the element where the project manager will add the narrative around the plan. As mentioned in step 2 of the PRINCE2 planning method, within defining and analysing the products, this is when product-based planning is used. PRINCE2 uses the technique product-based planning to identify and analyse the planned products. The four steps to product-based planning include writing the project product description. This is describing the main product during the starting up a project process. This is a description of the main product that the project will produce. The senior user is responsible for providing this information on the project product description. The project manager will coordinate most of the work in preparing this document. They will consult with the senior user, executive, and other specialists. The project product description should be as detailed and complete as possible. The second element of product-based planning is writing the product description. The purpose of a product description is to provide the necessary details about the composition, purpose, deviation, and quality criteria of the individual product. Each product requires its own product description, quality criteria, and writing product descriptions should be stated as soon as they have been identified and should include quality criteria required. The third element of product-based planning then is creating the product breakdown structure. This is listing all products that need to be created. You could use a mind map diagram or a tree diagram that analyzes the product products into major products and then into their own products. The final element then of product-based planning is the product flow diagram. This shows product flow and interdependencies. A product flow diagram defines the sequence in which the products of the plan will be developed. The key benefit of the product-based planning technique is that it establishes clearly the products which must be created on a project and the dependencies between them. Another way to visualize product-based planning is if, for example, the project was to build a house. The project product description may be a 4-bedroom house will be built with 3 bathrooms, a kitchen, a living room, and this must be finished by the 1st of June 2022. The product description in this example would list all individual products which will need to be created or sourced, such as floors, walls, roof, windows, kitchen and bathroom appliances. The product breakdown structure in this example would then put those products into major products. And finally, within the product flow diagram in the house example, the interdependencies may be for the foundations of the house to go down first, then the walls, then the floors, roof, and so on. Hopefully you find the example useful for product-based planning. The final thing that we will discuss then today is the PRINCE2 minimum requirements for the plans theme. As mentioned previously, all PRINCE2 themes have got minimum requirements and they must be satisfied in order for the project to be classified as a PRINCE2 project. You will need to know these for your exam. The minimum requirements of the plans theme include: the project must ensure that plans enable the business case to be realised. There must be at least 2 management stages, which are the initiation stage and 1 further stage. The project must produce and maintain a project plan, a stage plan for each management stage, and exceptions plans when required. Product-based planning must be used when creating all plans. Roles and responsibilities should be defined for planning and use lessons learned throughout the project to inform all planning activities. Finally, the project must create and maintain a project product description, a product description for each product created, and finally, a product breakdown structure. This now concludes episode 4 of the Prince 2 study sessions, which has provided an overview on the purpose of the plans theme, the different levels of plans in a Prince 2 project. We've also discussed the difference between delivery and management stages, explained the product-based planning technique, and finally, we covered the minimum requirements for the plans theme. Thanks for listening, and join me next time as we continue our journey on the Prince 2 themes, with moving on to the quality theme.